Today is Easter Monday, and there are many countries where this day is an actual holiday, like France or Germany. In Spain, it is not a national holiday, but some of the regions have the day off. These include Catalonia, Valencia, the Balearic Islands, the Basque Country, Navarra, and La Rioja. In Madrid, it's a regular business day, but the schools are closed. And then in other places, it's a regular business day in theory, but with a twist. Take Salamanca, for example. One of the truly bizarre traditions related to Easter is called the Lunes de Aguas, loosely translated as the Monday Water Festival, more literally, Monday of Waters, which takes place in the beautiful city of Salamanca in the region of Castilla y León. Salamanca is known for its university atmosphere, and it is celebrated on Easter Monday, but only for the latter half of the day. Now, some think that the name comes from the fact that it often rains at this time of year, sort of the April showers bring May flowers, but that doesn't seem to be the case. Others think it has to do with the river Tormes, which runs by the city, and that's probably getting warmer. There's even a theory that it has to do with the word enaguas, which is an old Spanish word for undergarment or petticoat. And there might be a reason for that. It might be true, maybe not, but if so, there's a good explanation for that, and let me tell you why. The origin of this fiesta is without a doubt the most intriguing part of it. It supposedly started back in the 16th century when Salamanca was a thriving university city. All of the student body was obviously male, generally well off, and for the most part unmarried. So those factors coupled with the youthful hormones in high gear, and you can imagine the booming business it was for the sex worker industry. What does this have to do with Easter? Well, once Carnival was over, the city, along with the rest of the country, would enter a 6-week period of repentance and sacrifice, and basically vice-free, known as Lent. But with the abundance of hookers around, temptation naturally proved too much for many of the students. As the writer Cervantes once remarked, the way to virtue is narrow, but the road to a life of depravity is broad and spacious. Now, the story goes that Prince Philip II of Spain, who was at the time on his way to becoming the most powerful man in Europe, had arrived in Salamanca in November of 1543 to meet and marry his bride, the Portuguese princess Maria Manuela. She would be his first wife. During this period, the prince had a chance to check out the streets of Salamanca, and he was aghast by what he saw. In the very same center of knowledge, wisdom, enlightenment, and academic discipline was this ebullience of debauchery, of the likes few in the rest of the world experienced. In essence, what he was observing was typical college life, and it's something that many would feel has changed very little over the centuries. But anyway, he was particularly astonished by the rampant prostitution. Now, this kind of behavior was nothing new, but in the past, attempts to regulate it had been made. But things had become very relaxed in Salamanca. Some even remarked that it had become the brothel of Europe. What stunned the prince the most was how open and unabashed the city had become about it. So, years later, when he became king, he passed a law banning the consumption of meat during Lent, as well as lascivious behavior. And to ensure that, the prostitutes were forced to leave the city to live on the other side of the river Tormes, which is outside of the walls of the city, for the entirety of the Lenten period, as well as Holy Week and Easter. And to make sure everything went orderly, a priest was commissioned with the task of seeing to it that the ladies of the evening left the city on the appointed day, that is, before Ash Wednesday, and that they would not try to sneak in during this period, and that none of the students would try to wander over to the other side of the river during this season of maximum moral observance. He was often referred to affectionately as the Padre Putas, or Father Hooker. Once the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus had come and gone, that is, Easter Sunday, it was time for the women to be allowed back. Such was the students' determination to see things return to normal that many would cross the river, that is, cross the waters, in their boats to pick up the sex workers and ferry them back to Salamanca. On the other side of the river, the young men eagerly awaited their arrival, and the celebration initiated right there on the banks of the river. Basically, it was a collapse of all civilized behavior. This custom carried on for many, many years, possibly centuries, it's hard to say, but it slowly disappeared for the most part. It was probably banned at some point for understandable reasons, at least the orgy part. But it didn't completely disappear, but rather evolved into something more family-oriented to announce the end of the Holy Week festivities. Now, according to tradition, the people of Salamanca go out to the banks of the river, starting at 3 in the afternoon, and have a massive picnic. The college students always game for a party, generally gather near one of the bridges, I think the Roman Bridge, and party well into the night, downing beer, lots of beer, or wine, lots of wine, or sangria, calimocho, or whatever else they have in mind. And of course, everyone, families, students, young and old, will nourish themselves on ornazo, which is spelled H-O-R-N-A-Z-O, ornazo in English. Ornazo is a sort of meat pie, like an empanada, that is typical in that region, and you can get it all year round, but its big day is on this festival. The filling includes pork loin, chorizo, Spanish ham, I think some people even add tuna, and hard-boiled eggs. The symbolism seems clear to me. Time to go back to meat. It's a hearty meal, no question about that, and perfect comfort food. It's also ideal for counteracting the effects of the alcohol. And the famous character Padre Puta still appears in the form of a person who sort of dresses up as a priest and has a big plaster or sort of papier-mâché head representing the clergyman. The name has been euphemized to Padre Lucas so as to be respectful to more sensitive ears. And that's pretty much the long and short of this tradition. There's not a lot to it, but what else do you need? You have a lot of fun, good weather, good food, and on top of that, a hilarious history behind a terrific fiesta. As I said, this is usually held on Easter Monday, which is today, but this year things are different. They will be celebrating it on April 25th, next Monday. So if you are up for participating, you are in luck. You still have a chance to get there and see it. And that's about all for today. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spaindemain. Feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spaindemain, click on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.